in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Grace that is being talked about here, but they prophesied about the grace of God that will come upon us in Christ. Am I communicating? Next verse, it says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. When it testified, so the Holy Spirit at work in those prophets of old, the Holy Spirit testified and signified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. You know, Isaiah talked about the sufferings of Christ. He prophesied about the suffering Messiah. Now, Isaiah 53, remember, he said, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He says, he was wounded for our transgression. Prophet Isaiah saw the suffering Messiah. He saw it in a vision. He prophesied about the sufferings of Jesus, the sufferings of Christ. He says, when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Notice the order. He said the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. In other words, there is a glory life that immediately ensues after the sufferings of Christ. In other words, the sufferings of Christ have ushered us, believers, because Jesus did not suffer for himself. He suffered for us. Am I communicating? The vicarious sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf has ushered us into a life of glory. His sufferings on our behalf has qualified us to enjoy the glory that is supposed to follow. Am I communicating? That's why the scripture says the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So the question is, has Jesus suffered for you? Yes. Has he died for you? Yes. Has he paid the price for our sin, for our sickness, for our poverty? Has he paid the price for humanity's transgression, for the high treason that Adam committed? The answer is yes. That means right now, if you are born again, you are sentenced to a life of glory. Can you shout amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, you are sentenced to a life of glory as a result of the sacrifice of Jesus on your behalf. Jesus has paid the price for our sin. He has paid the price. The Bible says, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. He said, by one sacrifice has he perfected forever them that are being sanctified. Am I communicating? He has paid the full price. I say he has paid the full price. And the same sacrifice that dealt with the sin problem, that solved the sin problem, also solved the sickness problem, also solved the poverty problem, also solved the fear problem, also solved the failure problem. Am I communicating? The glory life immediately follows his suffering for us. We are called to live a life of glory in Christ on the basis of his finished works. on the basis of his finished works. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8 verse 30. Look at this. Romans 8 verse 30. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So can you see that the glorification of the believer is the end point of our predestination and calling? Can you see that? It started by talking about we being predestined. That's our predestination. And then God called us on the basis of our predestination. And then because he called us, he justified us. On the basis of the sacrifice of Jesus, we were justified. We were declared righteous. Am I communicating? And then he says, whom he justified or declared righteous, he also glorified. So he called us to glorify us. I say he called us not to shame us, but to glorify us. Thank you, Father. Kunda barakataya. Librando kosofrahida halatanas. Jeli krondo sofreke lida halatai. In Philippians 4:19, Apostle Paul says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So in other words, all our needs are met from that riches of his glory. Inside, listen, part of the riches of his glory is prosperity. Part of the riches of his glory is divine healing. Part of the riches of his glory is divine health. Part of the riches of his glory is success. Part of the riches of his glory is victory. Part of the riches of his glory is a life of dominion. Am I communicating? So all our needs are met from that riches of his glory. If you are weak, he supplies you strength from the riches of his glory. You are strengthened with might. Am I communicating? Everything you will ever need. That's why Apostle Paul said, my God shall supply all. Spiritual needs, financial needs, health needs, career needs, business needs, academic needs. Am I communicating? Every of your single need is fully supplied from the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. So God meets your need from the riches of his glory. Thank you, Father. Monde kila vrasko toliga barakatia. Ele frendo ko jali graska patia. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, as shine in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He said to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Am I communicating? Then verse 7. Look at verse 7. It says, but we have this treasure. What is this treasure in context? Go back to verse 6 so that you will know the treasure is talking about. It says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So he's talking of the light of the glory of God. So that is the treasure we have. Am I communicating? Next verse. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's in this human body. He said that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us, because in the first place the treasure came from God. Am I communicating? Then jump to verse 17. Okay, 16. Pick it from 16. It says, for which cause we faint not. This is why we don't faint. No matter the challenges and pressure, we don't faint. We don't bow to pressure. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, he said, yet, somebody say yet, the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Then, verse 17, he says, why, for our light affliction, hey, yeah, that pain in your body is a light affliction. That sickness buffeting your body is a light affliction. That lack, scarcity, poverty is a light affliction. Am I communicating? Whatever you are going through is a light affliction. That battle, that challenge, that predicament, that trouble is a light affliction. Am I communicating? He said, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is not forever. It is but for a moment. It is momentary. It will not last. Tell your neighbor, the problem will not last. It is but for a moment. He says, it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Can you shout amen? It's working out for our good. He said, it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So glory is in weight. I say glory is in weight. You know, there are different weight of glory. The glory of God is in measures. There are different measures. There are different dimensions of God's glory. Hallelujah. No wonder I say we all, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It says, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, are being changed into the same image from what? From glory to glory. So the glory of God is in levels. There are different levels. There are different dimensions of God's glory. Now, regardless of the level of glory or measure of glory that you are functioning with, the good news is that you are about to step to the next and higher level. I say you are about to step to the next and higher level of glory. If you believe that, your amen will be the loudest. Now, what is the glory of God? What is the glory of God? It's good you understand the concept of the glory of God. I have a simple definition here. The glory of God refers to all that God is and all that God has. Two important statements. All that God is and all that God has. When we say all that God is, we are referring to his person, his personality. All that he is, his personality, his name, his nature, his character, his attributes, his essence. The glory of God refers to all that God is. And I say all that he is talking about his personality, his name, his reputation, his nature, the nature of God, the character of God, the essence of God, the essence of his being, the essence of his person. The glory of God refers to his attributes. That's the attributes of a person. Now look up, because God is a person, is a being, a spirit being, a spiritual personality, he has attributes, he has character. Am I communicating? Exodus chapter 33 verse 18. Let me show you something there. When Moses cried out to God, he beseeched God, he said, Lord, I beseech you, show me your glory. Let me show you something interesting there. Moses, and he said, that's the he there is Moses. He said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. This is Moses' conversation with God. He says, show me your glory. Next verse. And look at what God said. And he, God said, I will make all my goodness. He says, show me your glory. He said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Goodness is an attribute of a person. Am I communicating? That's why I say the glory of God refers to all that he is and all that he has. Okay, all that he is talking of his personality and the attributes of his personality, his character, his nature. And part of God's attribute, part of his character, is his goodness. Am I communicating? So can you see? He said, I will make my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord. So we are talking of his attributes here, his goodness, his name. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. This is talking of the character of a person. Am I communicating? So his goodness is an attribute of his personality, is part of his character. His graciousness is part of his character. Am I communicating? He says, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So God is a merciful God. He's still talking of his character. Am I communicating? Next verse. He said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Now this is Old Testament. In the New Testament, we have something higher. Hallelujah. Next verse. It says, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Next verse. And it shall come to pass that while my glory passeth by. That's to say, his glory is his person. While my glory passeth by. As I'm passing by, as my person is passing by. Hallelujah. He said that I will put thee in a cleft, in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Hallelujah. Next verse. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then give me Exodus 34, verse 5 to 10. Some Bible scholars believe that because Moses saw the back part of God's glory, that was where he received the revelation of the first five books of the Bible, Genesis to Deuteronomy. You know, Moses was the one that wrote Genesis to Deuteronomy, all those creation stories. Some people believe it was from this encounter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exodus 34 verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud. That's the glory cloud. You know, cloud is a manifestation of God's glory. Sometimes God manifests his glory in form of a cloud, sometimes like fire. But I want you to understand that his glory is his person. Am I communicating? Is a person. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaim the name of the Lord. The Lord was proclaiming his own name. Hallelujah. Next verse. Glory to God. Next verse. And the Lord passed before him. And what happened? Glory to God. Maybe I should read from the Bible itself. My Bible. Praise God. And the Lord passed by and proclaimed the Lord God merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Hallelujah. Now, can you see, all these are attributes of a personality. They are characteristics of a person. Glory to God. That was why I made that statement that the glory of God refers to all that God is and all that God has, and under all that He is, we are talking about His personality, His nature, His character, His attribute. And what are these attributes? His goodness, His graciousness, His mercy, His loving kindness, His compassion, His truthfulness, His long-suffering or patience, His faithfulness. He's a forgiving God, He's a just God, He's a righteous God, He's a holy God. They are all attributes of His personality. Then the second part, we say the glory of God refers to all that God is on one side, then all that He has. Now, what are the things that He has? What are those things that He has? Because they are part of His glory. The glory of God also refers to all that God has. What are the things He has? Number one, honor. Talk about His honor. The honor of God. The honor of God. Next, praise. The glory of God refers to His honor, His praise, His splendor, His brightness, His beauty. I like this one. The glory of God refers to the beauty of God. Hallelujah. And because you were made in His image and likeness, you are beautiful. The glory of God beautifies your life. So, His glory refers to His honor, His praise, His splendor, His brightness, His beauty, His dignity, His magnificence, His excellence, the excellency of God, His prominence, preeminence, His majesty, His grace, and His power. I say His grace and His power. Hallelujah. So all these are the things He has. They are part and parcel of His glory. What is the glory of God? The second definition I will give you is that the glory of God is the manifest presence of God. The manifest presence of God. The manifest presence of God. The Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit is a manifestation of the glory of God. The presence of the Holy Spirit is a manifestation of the glory of God. In fact, the Holy Spirit is the glory of the Father. Give me Romans chapter 6 verse 4. Media. Let's look at Romans 6 verse 4. I said the Holy Spirit is the glory of the Father. You know, on Monday, the first day of our 14 days of glory and fire, prayer and fasting program, we've been meeting, we've been having a great time in God's presence, time of immersion in the Word and the Spirit. And I think it was on Wednesday I started a teaching series titled The Person and the Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Very, very important, very powerful teaching series. Okay, you can get the messages from our Telegram channel, you know. And I've been teaching along that area, and I told you that the Holy Spirit is a person. Am I communicating? Is a person. Don't confuse the symbolisms of the Holy Spirit with His personality. Okay, in scriptures there are so many symbols that represent His presence. Symbolic representation of the Holy Spirit, from dove is part of it. These are His symbols: dove, wind, fire, water, wine, honey, river. These are symbols that represent His presence. But the Holy Spirit is a person, is a personality. And now I'm telling you that the Holy Spirit is a glory of the Father. Romans 6 verse 4. It said, therefore we are buried with him, that's Jesus, by baptism into death. That, watch this, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. What raised Jesus from the dead? From this verse, Jesus was raised from the dead by what? The glory of the Father. He said, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. So he said, Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father. Now give me Romans 8 verse 11. We'll put these two scriptures together and then we'll reach our conclusion. Okay, you took note of the fact that Romans 6 4 says Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Now watch this. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life, vitalize your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now from this verse you can see that it was the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Am I communicating? He said, but if the Spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead. So Christ was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus died, after those 3 days and three nights, after he had fully paid the price for humanity's transgression, he has borne the full brunt and wrath of God's judgment and punishment against sin. Am I communicating? On that third day, the Bible says Jesus was quickened. His spirit was quickened by the Holy Ghost. And then his body was quickened by the Holy Ghost. He was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. And we're told in Romans 6, 4, that he was raised by the glory of the Father. If you put those two scriptures together, it means the Holy Spirit is the glory of the Father. The Holy Spirit is the glory of the Father, the one that raised Jesus from the dead. That was why I made that statement, that the Holy Spirit is the glory of the Father, is the glory of God the Father. And then scripture also declares that Jesus, the Word made flesh, Jesus is the revelation of God's glory. Jesus is the manifestation of the glory of God. John chapter 1 verse 14. John chapter 1 verse 14. It says, and the word, which word? In verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. That same word that was God. It says, and the word, verse 14, was made flesh. Are you seeing something? And dwelt among us. He made his abode among us. He put on human flesh, the word, the living logos. It says, and we beheld his glory. The word has glory, and Jesus is that word. So Jesus is the revelation of God's glory. Am I communicating? We beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Can you shout amen? In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, Jesus is described as the brightness of God's glory. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. Hallelujah. is the outshining of the Father's glory, the express image of his person, the outshining, the radiance, the outrain, am I communicating, of the glory of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is a revelation of the glory of God. We saw it in John 1:14. It says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. So the word of God is the glory of God. The word of God is the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. It says, we all with open face, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, as in a glass, the glory of God, we are being changed, metamorphosed. Am I communicating? We are being transformed from inside out. We are transfigured. It's a metamorphosis. Am I communicating? Into the same image that we are beholding. With open face, beholding, as we behold, as in a glass. And that glass is talking of the word of God, as in a mirror. Am I communicating? When you stand before a mirror and look, who do you see? You see yourself. That means you are the glory of God. Ah, yeah, that's another revelation. It says, as in a glass, as we contemplate, that behold, as we mirror the glory, we are changed into the same thing that we are looking at. It's a principle of beholding and becoming. It's a principle. As we behold, we become. As we behold the glory, we are supernaturally transformed into the experience. Am I communicating? We are metamorphosed from glory to glory. So the word of God is a revelation of his glory. Then also, another good news is that the body of Christ, the church, is a revelation of the glory of God. Give me 1 Corinthians 11. Watch this. The body of Christ, because we are the body. Higher. Whatever belongs to the head also belongs to the body. Did you hear that? I say whatever belongs to the head, whatever the head is enjoying, the body too enjoys. Because the church is the body of Christ, whatever can be said of the head can also be said of the body. If Jesus, the head of the body, is the revelation of God's glory to us, the body too is revealing the glory of God. Am I communicating? Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 11, 7. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as, watch this, he said, man is the image and what? No, you didn't see it. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is what? The glory of the man. Let me ask you a question. If he said the woman is the glory of the man, the wife is the glory of her husband, who is the bride of Christ? Who is Jesus' bride? The church, the body of Christ, is the glory of her husband. Am I communicating? Just like the woman is the glory of the man, the church, who is the bride of Christ, is the glory of Christ. Say, I am the glory of God. Hallelujah. Then look at John 17, verse 22. This one will blow your mind. Look at what Jesus said here. Look at what Jesus said. He said, the glory. This is actually the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is not that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus was only giving us a template on how we should pray. He said, when ye pray, under the old covenant, he was teaching them how to pray. When ye pray, say, our Father, who art. Jesus did not say, this is how I pray. He's only giving us a template, a format, how we should pray. When you say the Lord's Prayer, that means Jesus prayed and it was recorded. So ask yourself, where in the Bible did Jesus pray and his prayer was recorded? The things he said is in John 17. Go back and read the whole of John 17. You will see Jesus' prayer being recorded. That's why I said this is the Lord's Prayer. And part of the prayer that Jesus prayed for the church, look at what he said. He said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Hey! Is this too heavy for you? He said, the glory which God the Father has given Jesus, he said, I have given them. Jesus has given you his glory. So it's part of our inheritance. No wonder it talks of our glorious inheritance in Christ. And we are preaching the glorious gospel. Everything is just glorious. The word of God is glorious. The gospel is a glorious gospel. Apostle Paul calls it the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said our inheritance in Christ is glorious. So who are you? Glorious. Ask your neighbor, who are you? Ephesians 1:17. He called God the Father of glory. Ephesians 1:17. Apostle Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. God the Father is called the Father of glory. If he is called the Father of glory, we his children, what is our name? Please help me. What is your name? Are you a child of God, or you are still thinking about it, or you are not sure? The Bible says, but beloved, he said, now are we the sons of God. Now, already, the day you got born again, you were begotten of the Father. You were born of the Father. You were born of the Word. You were born of the Spirit. You were born of the water of the Word and the Spirit of God. Am I communicating? You became a child of God. And he says, God, your Father is a Father of glory. That means you is child, you is son, you is daughter. What is your name? Glory. Thank you, Father. Are you getting this thing? What are the dividends of God's glory? What are the dividends? Dividends. What are the dividends of God's glory? The components, the packages. I've started talking about some of them already. Now, Genesis 31 verse 1. You know, remember the definition of God's glory. We define the glory of God as all that God is and all that God has. Don't forget that definition. Now, Genesis 31 verse 1. Give me this. Okay, before then, just hold on. Genesis 31 verse 1 is the very first time the word glory appeared in the whole Bible. The very first time the word glory was mentioned in the Bible is in this Genesis 31 verse 1. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. And he heard, that's Jacob, he heard the words of Laban's sons saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. Now give us a New King James Version. Let's find out the meaning of glory in this context. Am I communicating? What does it mean? Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth. So, what's the meaning of glory according to the law of first mention here? Wealth. So, the glory of God is the wealth of God. So, the number one dividend of God's glory is his wealth. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. Hallelujah. You will never be poor another day of your life. The Bible talking about Abraham, he said, and Abraham was very rich. And the Bible said, look unto Abraham your father. If your earthly father is not rich, he said, look unto Abraham your father. Am I communicating? I called him alone and I blessed him. The blessing made him rich, made him prosperous, made him great. Hallelujah. A life of scarcity, lack, and all of that is not the glory life Jesus died for. It's not the glory life that Jesus paid for. The Bible says, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? Rich. For your sake, he became poor. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. For your sake, for my sake, he became poor, that through his poverty, we might be made rich. So question, has he been made poor? Yes. On the cross, he was made sin with our sin. He was made sick with our sickness. He was made poor with our poverty. Am I communicating? On that cross, there was a great exchange. There was a great exchange. He took our sin nature and gave us his own nature of righteousness. He took our sickness and diseases. He gave us his health and healing. He took our poverty and he gave us his riches. Am I communicating? There was a great exchange. He took our failures, gave us his success. Took our defeat, gave us his victory. Hallelujah. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 6, God declared that I will shake the heavens, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Yet once it is a little while, I will shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, the dry land. Next verse. He said, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. I will fill this house with glory. I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Next verse. It says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. You know, the Hebrew word for glory, kabod, it means weight, heavy, something heavy, heaviness, heavy weight. And you know, silver and gold those days, they when they are much, is heavy to carry. Am I coming? He's heavy. So, the glory the scripture is referring to, when God says, I will shake the heavens, shake the earth, I will fill this house with glory, in this context, is silver and gold. So, the meaning of glory in verse 7 is in verse 8. It's referring to what? Silver and gold in this context. So, that's why I said, the number one dividend of glory is what? The wealth and riches of God. Solomon enjoyed this dimension very well. And Solomon exceeded the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Hallelujah. What's the second dividend of God's glory? Divine honor. Divine honor. Now, I said the first time the word glory was used in scripture, it literally means wealth. The second time, it means honor. And is found in Genesis 45 verse 13. Concerning Joseph, when his brothers, when he finally revealed his identity to his brothers, when they came to buy food in Egypt during those 7 years of famine, the Bible says in the second visit, Joseph decided to reveal his identity. He told his brother, I am Joseph, the one you sold into slavery. And then he said, oh yeah, go and bring my father. And look at what he said. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down father Jacob. Now, give me this in NIV. I like the way the NIV put it. Tell my father about all the honor. Can you see the meaning of glory there? Honor. Tell him of all the honor accorded to me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here. Your days of shame and reproach are over. I say your days of shame and reproach are over. The glory of God talks about the honor of God. See, I prophesy, the honor of God is resting upon you like a mantle. I say the honor of God is increasing your height. The honor of God is laid upon you. God is exalting your horn with honor. In the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame again. What's the third dividend of God's glory? Divine favor. Somebody say divine favor. Psalm 89 verse 17. Divine favor. The glory of God causes you to enjoy divine favor. You enjoy favor with God and favor with men. It smears you with the smear of favor. You begin to smell favor. Aya. Am I communicating? You wear favor like a perfume. And that favor will give you unusual acceptance, unusual kindness. You will enjoy unusual kindness, and then you will enjoy unusual access to the heart and treasures of people. Psalm 89:17, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. I prophesy, my God is exalting your horn with favor. This is the set time for you to enjoy unusual favor. Borabakasaya. It's part of the benefits of the glory. It gives you favor. The dividends of glory. In Psalm 44 verse 3, it said they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but by thy arm, thy right hand, thank you, Holy Spirit. The light of thy countenance. God just told me something. He says, somebody here that is trusting God for a job. God say, I will give you that job by my favor. Beyond your qualification. He said, I will give you that job by my favor. The favor of God is establishing you in every area of your life. The favor of God is producing miracle jobs for you. In the name of Jesus. Beyond your CV, beyond your human connection, beyond your effort, favor is speaking loudly for you. The favor of God is speaking loudly for you. In the name of Jesus. They got not the land in possession by their own sword, even though they fought. That's effort. That is hard work. That is diligence. He said, but they did not get it by their own sword. Beyond your skill, I'm talking to somebody. Beyond your level of expertise, beyond your level of skill, beyond your diligence, beyond your hard work, I prophesy the anointing for favor is resting upon you. The favor of God is producing unimaginable results. In the name of Jesus. There are supernatural results that will come your way that you are going to get by the favor of God, beyond your effort, beyond your expertise. They got not the land in possession by their own sword. Somebody is even getting a miracle land by favor. You will not pay CC. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to someone. You will not pay one naira. The favor of God is giving you landed property. The favor of God, in the name of Jesus. You will get your land. You will build your house all by favor. Didn't God give the children of Israel houses they did not build? Well-furnished houses full of all good things. Wells which did it. You are taking over businesses by favor. You are taking over oil wells by favor. You are taking over by the favor of God. God gave them houses full of all good things. Well-furnished houses by favor. It was the descendants of the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the Canaanites. So those giants, you know, God needed their muscle to put the place in order. They built the house. They furnished it. They dug the wells. They planted vineyards and all of that. Their businesses and establishment. Then at the appointed time, God drove them out. And then God gave his covenant people as their inheritance. Ayagabagadai. I say we are taken over by the favor of God. I say you are taken over by the favor of God. They got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but by thy right hand, thy arm, the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. There is a component, there is a department of the glory of God called the favor of God. You will begin to enjoy it like never before. In the name of Jesus. What is the next dividend of God's glory? Divine direction and guidance. Divine direction and guidance. Exodus chapter 13 verse 21. Divine direction and guidance. The light of God's glory gives you direction. The light, and listen, the voice of God comes from his glory. Because his glory is a person, he speaks to you. The voice of God for direction. The voice of God for guidance. So that you don't miss your way. Am I communicating? Divine leading. You enjoy the leading of God. It's part of the dividend of his glory. He said, and the Lord went before them by day. That's the children of Israel. After they left Egypt, when they came out of Egypt, in all their journey through the wilderness for those 40 years, the Bible said the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them by the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. So they were journeying both in the daytime and at night time. Why? Because of divine direction. God's glory cloud was guiding them, was leading them. Am I communicating? Shabalakataya. The glory of God manifested as a cloud by day and as a fire by night, and was giving them divine guidance and direction. You will never miss your way again. Your days of confusion are over. You are receiving direction from the glory realm. In the name of Jesus, you will hear God's voice clearly. You will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk here in it. You will be led by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. At the Mount of Transfiguration, when the cloud of God's glory overshadowed and enveloped them, the Bible said they heard the voice of God. It said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. The voice of God came from that glory cloud. Am I communicating? This is my beloved Son, hear ye him. from the glory you hear his voice. I say from the glory you hear his voice. In every area of your life, I decree and declare, the voice of God shall be clear. The voice of God for direction, the voice of God for guidance shall be clear and loud in the name of Jesus. You will not be confused anymore. The Lord shall guide you. Verse 22. Monte kebo rabakataya. It says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them by the way. Verse 22. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. And the good news is that the glory of God that was manifested as cloud and fire, which is the Holy Spirit, who is the glory of the Father, he came to dwell in us. He came on the day of Pentecost. Remember, he came like wind and fire, and then he now came to make his abode in us. So you are now led from within. Am I communicating? The Holy Spirit is the glory of God. He leads you from within. You will never miss your way again. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 48 verse 21, he said, they tested not when he led them. They tested not when he led them. Higher. They tested not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the water gushed out. They were led, therefore they were not in test. That takes me to the next dividend of the glory: supernatural supplies. Supernatural supplies. Divine provision. Supernatural supplies. God cannot lead you and you end up in lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want because the Lord is my shepherd. A translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything. Ayagabarakataya. When you follow his leading, you enjoy his supplies. Supernatural supplies, divine provisions. The Lord went before the church in the wilderness, God's covenant people, the children of Israel, to whom he gave the first covenant. He went before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. And the Bible says they lacked nothing in their journey. They lacked nothing. When they needed water, God caused water to flow out of the rock. Somebody say supernatural supplies. When they needed food, God rained down manna for 40 years. Chai! Can federal government do that? Can even US government do that? God was raining manna for them every day without fail. Every single day, they were gathering manna. It became a normal thing. And when they got tired of manna, they said, manna, give us meat. We want to eat meat. We want protein. Even though Bible scholars tell us manna is a balanced diet, okay? It is a very balanced diet. All those major components are inside. But they say, no, give us meat. God said, okay, don't worry. Say, I will not just give you meat. You will not just eat for one day. In fact, you won't just eat for 1 month. God caused an east wind to blow. Aya. Aya. Sila gadai. And then a south wind. And the Bible said the Lord, it was a rain of quails. He blew quails. If you see the way the thing was heaped, I've forgotten how many cubits above the ground. A day's journey in every direction. And for how many people? Over 3 million people. 3 million Israelites in the wilderness. Where will you even see food to buy, meat for to buy for them? How many cows will you slaughter for 3 million people in the wilderness? But look at this God that specializes in doing the impossible. See, God can meet your need, though. God is not intimidated by your small financial need. He said, no food in the house. If God can feed 3 million people with more than enough quails, more than enough manna. The Bible said they ate manna until they ate the quail until it became loathsome to them. Have you ever eaten meat during Christmas that you got tired? You know, your own is only during Christmas. Their own, it was their experience almost on a daily basis. Am I communicating? Somebody is moving supernaturally from the arena, from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. From the realm of scarcity to surplus. In the name of Jesus, your broke days are over. Your begging days are over. Your borrowing days have ended. You have entered the realm of more than enough. In the name of Jesus, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Porabakasaya. The God of more than enough is Jehovah Jireh. Aya, ketobo sekida. Nobody can provide like him. Iskopolatai. Supernatural supplies from an open heaven. Isketela. Look at it. Even their clothes did not wax old for 40 years. Can you wear the same clothes for 40 years? In fact, their clothes grew with their body. Their shoe grew with their body. That on its own is a miracle. Under the glory, crazy miracles happen. Am I communicating? Their shoe grew with their legs. Their clothes were supernaturally renewed. Just imagine. You wearing the same clothes you are wearing, and for the next 40 years, the cloth is as new as it is now. Is that not a miracle? Some of you, if we say, go and bring all the clothes you have worn since you were born, it will fool one. It will fool one back. But then we're wearing the same clothes for 40 years. Some of you now are not even up to 40 years. Yet the number of clothes you have worn, since you were born, let's bring them. 40 years! God knows how to take care of you. You know, sometimes we worry too much. No wonder Jesus said, don't worry about what shall I eat, what shall I drink, wherewith shall I be clothed. He said, look at the birds of the air. They sow not, they don't spin. He said, yet your heavenly Father takes care of them. Hi! And your heavenly Father is not an irresponsible Father. He is not an irresponsible Father. Refuse to worry. Refuse to doubt. God can take care of you. I want you to say it. Say it confidently. God knows how to take care of me. And he supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. All your needs are met speedily, suddenly, supernaturally. The next dividend of his glory is supernatural speed and acceleration. Supernatural speed and acceleration. Amos chapter 9 verse 13. Supernatural speed under the glory, quantum leaps under the glory. Everything is speeding up under the glory. Everything speeds up. Supernatural speed. Ayagaba liko freketena. The anointing. See, I prophesy to somebody, this second half of the year shall be characterized by quantum leaps for you. I say quantum leaps for you. By reason of the glory of God, quantum leaps shall be your experience. The anointing for supernatural speed and acceleration is resting upon you. The speed of Jehovah is resting upon your feet.
You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. He said, though the youth shall faint and be weary, the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I prophesy by the anointing, you are mounting up. You are mounting up. In this second half of the year, you are mounting up. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You will operate with supernatural speed and acceleration. No more delays. No more stagnation. No more delays. Kaleboro Kotoba. It says, Amos 9 verse 13. Shall come to pass in that day, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Aya. Suleke teliga barakatai. The plowman, the one plowing the ground, preparing the ground for planting. Somebody in his pre-planting season. He said, an anointing will rest on him that he will overtake somebody in his harvesting season. The plowman shall overtake the reaper. Time is being compressed for somebody listening to me. See, the anointing can compress time, and the anointing can lengthen time. It can constrict or contract time, depending on which one you need. When Joshua needed extra time, it was extended. But if you need shortening of time, it will be constricted. God can freeze time for you, and God can shorten time for you. Some of you need the miracle of speed. You need this miracle of supernatural speed. Supernatural. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I just heard in my spirit. The Lord said the result of 10 months, I heard it clearly. He said in this second half of the year, he said the result of 10 months normally, he will compress and give you in 1 month. You will experience and enjoy the result of 10 months in 1 month. Thus saith the Lord, 10 months equals 1 month for you. The rewards of 10 months is entering your hand in 1 month. What usually should take 10 months, the Lord is causing it to happen in 1 month. You are receiving the blessings of 10 months in 1 month, because time is being compressed for you. In the name of Jesus. Give me this in amplified. Message translation. I like the way the message puts it. This is a word for somebody. Your days of delay are over. The yoke of demonic delay is broken. The yoke of satanic stagnation is broken. Yes, indeed, it won't be long. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, my God. Your head will sputter back at you. Is somebody seeing what I'm seeing? Malika barakatai. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. He said one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. You won't be able to keep up. As you are sharing one testimony, another one will interrupt you. And another one will interrupt you. It's a season of overlapping testimonies. Overflowing, overlapping testimonies. Before you finish sharing one, God will cause multiple ones to happen that will interrupt the one you are sharing. Your testimony will flow like water. Your testimony will come in series. In the name of Jesus. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Everywhere you look, blessings. Everywhere you look, blessings. Everywhere you look, blessings. You look any area of your life, you look blessings. He says, blessing like wine, pouring off the mountains and hills. Blessings are pouring like wine for you. Blessings are pouring like sweet wine for you. Konda barakata, showers of blessings. The glory releases showers of blessings. Abundant showers. Kilo sofreketena. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46, the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. My God, the hand of the Lord, hey, the hand of the Lord came upon a, listen, it is not he who started the race first. It is he upon whom the hand of the Lord rests upon. That is the decider of the winner of the race. That determines who will arrive first. Who left first? Who started the journey first? King Ahab. In fact, it was Elijah that told him, be on your way. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, so that the rain will not stop you. And Ahab was driving the best chariot. He was the king, of course. The fastest chariot. The best chariot. And he had left several hours before Elijah. Remember, Elijah went up to pray. He did at least 7 hours in prayer. Meanwhile, Ahab had left longest time. But by the time Elijah prayed, hey, when we pray, we are not wasting time. We are generating momentum. We are generating firepower. We are activating the anointing of speed. We are doing 14 days of glory. Some people think we were wasting our time. We are fasting. We are praying. We are generating momentum. We are by the time we take off, it will be like faster than the speed of crystal. Elijah was praying, activating the anointing. And the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he ran. He couldn't walk. He ran. He outran the chariot of Ahab and landed at Jezreel before Ahab.
Then the next dividend of glory is divine rest. In Exodus 33, he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And we say the glory of God refers to his manifest presence. My presence will go with you, I will give you rest. In response to Moses' quest, when he told God that if your presence, verse 14, he says, Moses had told God earlier, he said, if your presence, he said, I pray thee, if you have found grace in my sight, show me thy way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Consider that this nation is thy people. Then verse 14. He said, God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee what? Rest. Rest from every form of stress. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest from the stresses of life. Rest from financial stress, financial tension. Rest from sickness, pain. Rest. The glory gives you rest. Rest from every stress. I say rest from every stress. Any problem, any trouble that is stressing you, the glory gives you divine rest. Somebody is entering his financial rest. Somebody is entering rest in your family, in your marriage. You are experiencing divine rest in your career, in your academics. You are stepping into your Sabbath. Rest. Isaiah 63 verse 9. Divine rest. Munda barakataya. Isofrokotona. Celebronda kapa. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Next verse. But they rebelled and vexed his spirit, therefore he was turned to their enemy. He fought against them. Okay, give me verse 8. There's something I'm looking for. Verse 8. Divine rest. Shabako Sovrahatila Manteke Borabakataya.
Esolatia, Mandrehetola, Sandra Hatai, Jeletena. You are stepping into rest in every area of your life. You are stepping into your rest, 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 rest. You have suffered enough. You are entering into your rest now. I say you have suffered enough. You are entering into your rest now. Kunda rabaka savrehetela. Jali frondo sovraha talamande. Eskovrakatai. Verse 14. It's verse 14. Give me that same Isaiah 63 verse 14. It says, as a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. The Holy Ghost is causing you to rest too. The Holy Ghost is bringing rest into your life. The same Spirit that is bringing divine restoration is also bringing divine rest. The Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So thou didst lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. The next dividend is supernatural protection and preservation. When God went before the children of Israel in a pillar of cloud by day, in a pillar of fire by night, they were divinely preserved. They were protected. All those dangerous animals, the snakes, the wild animals, and all of that in the wilderness could not come near them. The wild beasts were kept at bay. Am I communicating? They were supernaturally protected and preserved. The glory guarantees divine security and safety of your life and your property. It gives you divine defense. Isaiah chapter 4. Divine what? Defense. You are divinely defended. No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. Munda raba sovra hadia, endrehetos katai. Give me verse 5. It says, Isaiah 4 verse 5, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon our assemblies a cloud and a what? A cloud and smoke by day. Which cloud? Glory cloud. These are manifestation of God's glory. Cloud and smoke. Is there? And the shining of a flaming fire by night. Is still the glory of God manifesting as a cloud, as smoke, as flaming fire. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Upon all the glory shall be a defense. Andos cabranda scapa. Look at verse 6. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. The glory will defend you against the heat of this world. And for a place of refuge, for a covert from the storm and from the rain. You are well protected. Zechariah 2 verse 4. Zechariah 2 verse 4 and 5. Montakabaya. Verse 5. Shamala Gadaya. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. The glory of God can manifest as fire and surround you. Am I communicating? Can you remember when they came to arrest Prophet Elisha? Can you remember the story? That his servant said, alas, my master, how shall we do? Then God, Prophet Elisha prayed. He said, Lord, open his eyes. And then when God opened his eyes, what did he see? Horses and chariots of fire surrounding the Syrian host that came to arrest them and outnumbering them. And he was no longer afraid. Sheleko Zabalatia Embrasco Tetila. The glory of God, next dividend, supernatural lifting, exaltation, promotion, progress. I've talked about this earlier. Supernatural shift, liftings, exaltation, promotion, progress, speedy advancement. Another one is divine wisdom. The light of God's glory gives you wisdom.
The light of God's glory gives you knowledge, revelation knowledge, understanding. Am I communicating? Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. He said, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." It's the glory of God that is giving you that light. The light of wisdom, the light of revelation knowledge, the light of understanding. And when you are well lighted, you are empowered to arise. You are empowered for your flight. Am I communicating? You are empowered for a supernatural change of level. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. He said, "Though darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Verse 3. "The Gentiles shall come to thy light." The Gentiles are coming to the light of God's glory that is streaming from you. The Gentiles are coming. In other words, it will give you supernatural influence. Supernatural influence, impact. The glory of God makes you to become like a magnet, such that the Gentiles are coming to you for solution. You know, light represents solution. Am I communicating? You begin to proffer supernatural solution to the problems plaguing the world using the wisdom of God. Am I communicating? You become a problem solver. You become a supernatural solution provider by the operation of God's wisdom. The Bible says all the earth sought audience with Solomon to hear his wisdom. The kings of the earth, they came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Somebody is receiving impartation of divine wisdom. Somebody is receiving revelation knowledge. Somebody is receiving the light of understanding. He said, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding." Proverbs 4:7. So the divine light of his glory gives you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. True wisdom is a house built. By understanding it is established. By knowledge shall all the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24 verse 3 and 4. Another dividend of his glory is supernatural strength and power. The anointing. Higher. Kotaba. There is no place for weakness. The ability of God, supernatural empowerment, supernatural enablement. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It empowers you. Konda barakataya. Supernatural empowerment. The power to walk in dominion. The power for miraculous manifestation. Miraculous manifestations. You see, miracles happen in the glory. Here. When the glory of God is in manifestation, there is a display of the miraculous. Supernatural manifestations, they become the order of the day. Healings happen, miracles happen, signs and wonders happen. These are all parts of the dividends of his glory. Am I communicating? In John chapter 2 verse 11, after Jesus performed his first miracle at the wedding at Cana of Galilee, where he turned water into wine, the Bible says, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory." In other words, the miraculous is a manifestation of the glory of God. Am I communicating? Miracle signs and wonders, they are a manifestation of God's glory. Hallelujah. In John 11:40, Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you will only believe, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God?" Jesus talking to the sister of Lazarus that was dead. Is it Mary or Martha? Please check. I think it's either Mary or Martha. John 11:40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee? Okay, it's Martha. Thank you, Martha. Jesus said to Martha, said not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, talking of faith, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And then what was that glory of God that Jesus meant? Lazarus being raised back to life after being dead for 40 days. So miracles, including, I say 40 days, 4 days, thank you. He was dead for 4 days, he was thinking. So this glory of God Jesus meant is that that dead Lazarus will be raised back to life. That is miracle of raising the dead. So that's why I said the miraculous is a manifestation of the glory of God. They are all part of it. What else? Divine love, the love of God, joy, supernatural joy, peace, love, joy, peace, these are found in his presence. The presence of God is characterized by his love. It's characterized by joy unspeakable. It's characterized by peace. The peace of God, not like the world gives. Peace in the midst of storm. Peace even in the midst of crisis. Hallelujah. Kunda barakatia. In Psalm 16:11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are what? Pleasures. In his presence is fullness of joy. Not in football viewing center. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are what? Pleasures for 1 day, for 2 days, for 3 years, forever. And remember, the glory of God refers to his manifest presence. All these are in his glory. Divine pleasures, not sinful pleasures. Satan uses, see. Satan gives people, he promises them, and he uses to entice them sinful pleasure, when the same people can enjoy divine pleasures forever in the presence of God. Satan will now substitute and use sinful pleasure to deceive them. They just fornicate, have sex. You just bring the pleasure in their head, which will not even last for how many minutes. But the Bible says in his presence there is pleasure forever. I prefer the pleasure that the presence of God gives. I say I prefer that one. It's better than the one alcohol gives. Those who are high on the most high, they have the highest high. Not those who are high on BKT. You know BKT? It's not a Greek word. BKT, Brukutu. Not those who are high on alcoholic drink. Not those who are high on Indian hemp, cigarette, and hard drugs. What people like that, what they are actually looking for is the presence of God. I'm telling you, that void in their heart is only God that can fill it with his presence. I don't drink alcohol. I don't need that type of high, because I am high on the most high. When I pray in tongues, when I worship God, the presence of God, it they hide me past alcohol. I don't need Igbo. I don't need Indian hemp. I don't need any hard drug. I don't need cocaine. I am high on the Holy Ghost. He says, don't be drunk with wine wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Am I communicating? Be drunk. Tell your neighbor, be drunk in the Holy Ghost. I have to add that one before somebody go live here. Enter beer parlor. I say, be, tell your neighbor again, be drunk, but in the Holy Ghost. Oh. Hallelujah. Okay, I round up with this. Walking in glory. How do you manifest the glory of God? The number one key to manifesting God's glory is spiritual hunger.
spiritual hunger. Be hungry for the manifestation of His glory in your life. What is spiritual hunger? A deep and desperate desire, an intensely strong craving and passionate longing to see God's glory revealed and manifested in your life. You've got to be hungry. Psalm 63 verse 1. David was a man that was so hungry to see God's glory manifested in his life. Psalm 63 verse 1. He said, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." So it's not water that he's looking for. Next verse. To see, this is what David wanted, to see thy power and thy glory. And remember, the anointing is one of the byproducts of the glory. It's one of the byproducts of God's presence. The anointing is one of the derivatives of the glory of God. The glory of God is greater than the anointing. The anointing is just one part. It's just one of the derivatives. Am I communicating? Of God's presence. David said, "I'm hungry, not for water. I'm thirsty and hungry." He said, "To see thy power and thy glory revealed in my life." Spiritual hunger. Aya. Kando sovrahadia. You can't be casual when it comes to spiritual things. If you want to see the glory of God, you've got to be hungry for it. Spiritual hunger. Intensely strong desire. You desire it desperately. You pursue it passionately. Am I communicating? In Isaiah 41:17, still talking about spiritual hunger. Isaiah 41:17-18. Starting from 17, we'll read through to 18. Mondi kalo sefride. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, their tongue faileth for thirst. He said, "I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." Next verse. He said, "I will open rivers in high places." He's talking of the rivers of the Spirit, the rivers of God's glory. Is being released. You see, God releases that river in response to spiritual hunger and thirst. See, the things of the Spirit, they don't just drop on you like ripe cherries. It is hunger that pulls them. Am I communicating? The anointing doesn't just come upon people like ripe cherries. It is hunger. I told you, spiritual hunger is spiritual currency. In the realm of the Spirit, you use it to transact. If you are casual, you may end up receiving nothing. Am I communicating? But that's not your portion in Jesus' name. You've got to be hungry. Hunger in your heart. He said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled." God specializes in filling hungry hearts. The Holy Spirit specializes in filling hungry hearts. Konda barakataya. In Isaiah 44 verse 3, he said, "I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour flood upon dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon your seed, and my blessings upon your offspring." I will pour water, the waters of the Spirit, the waters of God's glory, upon the thirsty. The requirement is spiritual thirst, spiritual hunger. How thirsty are you for God? How hungry are you for a divine visitation? How hungry are you to see His glory revealed? Am I communicating? Konda barakataya. Encounters don't just happen. Spiritual hunger is what provokes them. Am I communicating? Spiritual hunger or thirst is a love language that God understands and responds to. It's one of God's love language. Jeremiah 29:13. "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." With all your heart. When you want it, Message translation say, when you want it more than anything else, when you desire and hunger for God's presence, God's glory revealed and manifested in your life more than anything else, yes, you will find me when you get serious. He didn't say when you are casual. When you get serious. You know, I've been in meeting and I've seen where God was, so many things are happening. Angels distributing things, God releasing things on people. And I've seen people that are not hungry to receive anything. The angels will just come and pass them because they are not hungry to receive. God does not force anything on people. No. It's your hunger. You transact with hunger. Am I communicating? Let that not be you in this service. I say, let that not be you in this service. Be hungry to receive all that God has for you. Porabakasaya. Li grondos ko frakidas. I don't attend meeting casually. No. Hunger. Define specifically what you must receive in this service. What do you want God to do for you? For some people, they need bodily healing. For some, they need divine direction, God's leading. For some, they need wisdom. For some, they need money. They need God to meet their material needs, financial needs. For some other people, they need promotion, open doors, breakthrough. They need that contract to go through. For somebody else, is trusting God for God to move their business forward. Am I communicating? Everybody, our needs are as diverse as our faces. But I'm showing you the password. This is how to receive. You've got to be hungry. You plunge into the pool of God's glory, into the pool of God's miraculous power with deep hunger in your heart. Don't become a big man in God's presence. There is no big manism. Am I coming? Big men don't receive anything. Are you doing big man? You end up going home without receiving anything. You've got to open your heart. You've got to be hungry to see His glory revealed, whether it's in form of miracles or supernatural supplies or divine favor or supernatural speed and acceleration, all those dividends of glory. For somebody else, it will be divine restoration that you need. Am I communicating? This is how to receive them. John 7:37, the Bible says, on that last day, the last day of the feast, that's the Feast of Tabernacle that Jesus attended. In the middle, he went for the feast. In the middle of the feast, in the last day, Jesus, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He said, everyone that tasted, come to the waters, come and bind wine and milk without money and without price. Because the price you pay is not physical price, is the spiritual price, spiritual currency of hunger and thirst. That's what you use to transact. There is a standing invitation to the thirsty. I said there is a standing invitation to the thirsty and to the hungry to come and drink of the river of God's glory. How many are ready to drink of that river tonight? Kobarakataya. Second key, you must have a deep love for God. John 14:21. You must have a deep love for God. You want to see the glory of God revealed and manifested in your life, you must have a deep love for God. You must love God with all your heart. After receiving of God's love, you should reciprocate by loving Him. Am I communicating? He that had my commandments and kept them, he it is that loveth me. So the proof that you love God is that you will keep His commandment. Your proof, the proof of your love for God is that you obey His commandment. you keep his word. Love is proved by obedience. Okay? The proof of love is obedience. He that had my commandment and kept them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Can you see that? He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I will manifest my glory. Am I communicating? Love is key to the manifestation of his glory. Not just his love for us, your love for him, which is a consequence of his love for you. We love him because he first loved us. He didn't say we don't love him at all because he loved us. He said we love him because he first loved us. So you should reciprocate his love. A heart of love. Then jump to 23. That same John 14, 23. Say, Jesus, I love you. Say, Holy Spirit, I love you. Now, don't just say it with mouth. Let your action prove that you love him by keeping his word, by keeping his sayings, keeping his commandment. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And what will happen? And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, we will set up our headquarters. Hallelujah. The third key. You want to manifest God's glory. You want to walk in glory. A life of intimacy with God. I've taught extensively on this in the course of these 14 days of glory and fire. Those who have been coming. A life of intimacy with God. 2 Corinthians 13:14 is talking about our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Our communion with the Holy Spirit. You've got to be intimate with God. Even the anointing is a byproduct of rich intimacy with God, rich fellowship. You will not beg for power when you are addicted to intimacy with God. When it becomes a lifestyle, there will be a rub off. Oh, barakataya. Am I communicating? The Holy Spirit is the one that anoints men, and he is the glory of the Father. So when you are intimate with him, you manifest his glory easily. Shola bakatia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion. I gave you 12 synonyms for the Greek word koinonia, translated as communion. How many of you still remember those 12 synonyms? It means fellowship, partnership, participation, contribution, distribution, intimacy, all of that. So a lifestyle of intimacy with the Holy Spirit will cause you to manifest his glory. And how do you fellowship with the Holy Spirit? How do you fellowship with God? Number one, through his word. Through his word. You study the word, you meditate on the word constantly, and you do the word. You live by the word. Fellowship with him through his word. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we read it earlier. We all, beholding as in a glass. That word glass means mirror. And James told us that mirror is the word of God. Whosoever looketh steadily, continually into the mirror of God's word, and is a doer of that word, he said the same man shall be blessed. Am I communicating? So as you behold God's glory revealed in his word, he said you are metamorphosed, you are transfigured, you are transformed into that same image from glory to glory. Hallelujah. So meditate on the word, do the word. The second way we fellowship with God is through prayers. Mark 1:35, the Bible says Jesus rising early before day, he went to a solitary place, and in the morning rising up a great while before they went out, departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Hallelujah. And then Jesus prayed. And then Luke chapter 9 verse 28. It shows us verse 28 and 29. Just go to 29. At the Mount of Transfiguration, as Jesus prayed, something happened. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment was white and glistering. Next verse 30. And behold, there talk with him two men, which were Moses and Elias. Next verse. Who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. That's his assignment. Next verse. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory. You see that? How did Jesus manifest his glory? Prayers. Through prayers. Prayers, heartfelt prayers. Konda barakatai. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1, after Solomon had made an end of praying during the dedication of that magnificent temple of Solomon, the Bible says the fire of God's glory came down from heaven. God manifested his glory like fire. When Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Hallelujah. That takes us to the next point. What is it? A life of praise and worship. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise. Konda barakataya. Librando kosatia. In 2 Chronicles 5:13, he said, when the Levites and the 120 trumpeters, they made one sound to be heard in worshiping the Lord, Bible says it came to pass that the glory of God manifested as a cloud, that Shekinah glory. 2 Chronicles 5:13. Somebody say worship. It provokes the manifestation of God's glory. When we worship the Father in spirit and in truth, his glory is revealed. His glory is in manifestation. True worship. And we are the true worshipers that worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It says, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh such to worship him. What does it mean to worship God in the spirit? It means you worship him from your recreated human spirit, not from your mind, not from your body, from your recreated human spirit. And when your spirit begins to worship, your soul follows the worship of your spirit, and then your body is the last part. Your body is the last member to join. So if you are kneeling down, it's because your spirit is kneeling down. If you are raising your hand, it means your spirit is the one raising hand. The body is just only following the lead of the spirit. So it's not just singing mindlessly. You are singing, but in your mind you are somewhere. From the depth of your spirit, your recreated human spirit. What does it mean to worship in the spirit? To worship under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Spirit-led worship. You came under a divine influence. That's the second meaning. I said the first meaning of worshiping in the spirit means you worship from your recreated human spirit. So somebody that is not born again cannot worship God in the spirit. So you don't worship in the flesh. He said we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and have no confidence in the flesh. We are spiritual worshipers. We worship from our recreated human spirit, then we worship under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's called spirit-led worship. Am I communicating? Then what does it mean to worship God in truth? Number one, it means you worship God according to his word. So the word of God, you put it into songs. The lyrics of the worship songs are in line with God's word.
Am I communicating? Not all these unscriptural songs that people sing, unscriptural lyrics, no. The lyrical content must be in line with God's word. So you worship Him based on the revelation of His word. You praise Him with understanding of His word. Am I communicating? So you study and meditate on the word until it turns into song. Glory to God. So to worship God in truth means to worship Him in harmony, in line with His word. John 17:17, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. So the word of God is truth. So when you worship in truth, you are worshiping in line with the word. Worshiping in truth also means you worship Him in sincerity of heart, not hypocrisy. Sincerity of heart. Sincerity of heart. The fourth key to manifesting God's glory is the partnership of faith. We read it earlier, John 11:40. Jesus told Martha, said not I unto you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? He's talking of the believing of faith. Faith will activate the manifestation of God's glory in your life. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. What are you trusting God for in this service? Even if we believe, the glory of God will be manifested in form of healing miracles, in form of signs and wonders, in form of supernatural provision, in form of favor, in form of any area that you need divine intervention. Am I communicating? All things are possible to him that believeth. Glory to God. I say glory to God. The partnership of faith is necessary for the glory of God to be revealed. In John 2, from verse 5 to 11, you will see the story of how water turned to wine, how Jesus turned water to wine at the wedding at Cana of Galilee. The whole thing started in John 2, verse 5, when Mary, the mother, wine got finished, they came to her and asked for her help. She said, go to Jesus. And then Jesus said, my time has not yet come. And then they went back to Mary. Mary then gave them the secret. He said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. The proof of faith is obedience. Faith without works, that's corresponding action in obedience, is dead. Faith has corresponding actions of obedience to match. He says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. The proof that you are in faith is that there will be corresponding actions of obedience. Am I communicating? And then when Jesus finally spoke, he said, fill the water pot with water. And they obeyed sheepishly. Then after filling it, he said, draw from it the jar that you have filled. He said, go and give the governor, the master of ceremony, the governor of the feast. They obeyed. Can you see their actions of faith? Can you see them taking steps of faith in obedience? And water turned into wine. And then the Bible says in verse 11, John 2:11, this is the beginning of miracles Jesus did and manifested forth his glory. The glory was manifested because they partnered with Jesus in faith. Rise to your feet. If you will partner with God in faith, you will see His glory manifested in your body, manifested in your finances, manifested in your life, in your marriage, in your career, in your job. Kelo vrapalatiza brandeke palatai. Kombara kasida. You learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. You learn to surrender. You learn to yield to Him. You learn to surrender absolutely. A life of absolute surrender, submission to God's will. Leborondo sovragadia. He said the sacrifices of God, Psalm 51:17, are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart thou will not despise. A broken and a contrite heart God will never despise. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, Psalm 51:17. A broken and a contrite heart thou will not despise. Say, Father, I receive grace to yield to you, to surrender completely, to be submitted to your will. Shola bakondra haskida.
In that same Psalm 34 verse 18, he said, "The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart." Psalm 34 verse 18, "The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit." Then in Isaiah 57 verse 15, this is the kind of heart that sees the glory of God manifested. Is it for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. God says, "I will dwell in high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble," and to revive the heart of the contrite one. I want you to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 5. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. He says, "The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, my God. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." I want you to lift up. You are not praying. Say, "Father, let your glory be revealed in my life. Let your glory be revealed." I want you to lift up your voice and begin to cry out to God. "Father, manifest your glory." Cry out for a visitation of God's glory. A visitation. Manda pora sabakida. David said, "O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for God. My heart cries out for him in a dry and thirsty land to see thy power and thy glory." I want you to be hungry for a visitation of God's glory upon your life. Manda bora baka sataya.
You are holy, Lord God Almighty. Kelabako sabane is full of your glory. Kelababo shilabalada.
I want you to lift up your voice. Don't be a spectator in the presence of God. Don't be a spectator. I want you to lift up your voice. Focus on Jesus. Forget about your worry. Forget about that sickness. Forget about the pain. You have come for an encounter with the God of glory, the Father of glory.
Shabalade.
The glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Is full of your glory. You are holy,
Lord God Almighty.
up your hands. You are whole. Go ahead. Lord God Almighty.
Just worship Him.
If you will forget about your problem and focus on Jesus, if only you will focus on Him, I'm telling you, His presence is going to meet your need. His glory will swallow up that sickness. His glory will swallow up that problem, whatever issue you came here with.
Oh, oh God Almighty.
Let your heart reach out to Him.
The earth is full of your glory.
Just focus on Him. Let your heart express your love towards Him. I'm telling you, His presence is in this place. My God, my God, my God. His presence is mighty.
Oh, glory.
Just express your love. Focus on Him. Express your love.
Oh, God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory.
Oh, yes.
You are.
Forget about every other person now. Forget about your worries. Forget about your sickness, your pain. Forget about that financial problem. Just focus on Jesus. And just worship Him. Express your heart towards Him. He's the lover of your soul.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. He's full of your glory.
Just the keyboard now. Just the keyboard. Just the keyboard. Just the keyboard. Maliko poskete librakatia. Lift up your hands. I'm seeing the Lord anointing people for worship. The mantle of worship. I stretch forth my hands. Let the mantle of worship rest upon you now. Jelefika palatena lebrondeke palatai kalabakondo brakatai ayalabakondo brakatai. I'm seeing somebody being anointed with coals of fire. Liketekete, your tongue is being anointed with coals of fire. Elefika palatia elabrandeke palatai. Help me bring that person. The anointing for worship is being released. Liketeketeke balatai. Erondeke briskete lida kapatai. Elefrigo barakatai. The oil of worship. Malayaga balados. Hilada bakonda brakatai. My God, my God. Jalabonde kila balade. Ele frigade. Ele brende ketos ketila kata. God is filling hungry hearts. I'm seeing hungry hearts being filled. Hungry hearts being filled. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. The Holy Ghost is filling hungry hearts. He's filling hungry hearts. Lia batakaba. Drink of this river. Drink of this river. Drink of this river of glory. Let it quench your thirst. It's quenching people's thirst. Onda baraka palatai. Onde keboroboko sabalatai. Onde borabaka sabalatiza. Shelebora. My God, my God. Shabalatia. I'm seeing the release of fresh oil.
God is exalting people's horn. My horn shall thou exalted, like the horn of the unicorn. I'm anointed with fresh oil. God is anointing people with fresh oil. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Say, I receive the fresh oil. Open your heart and receive. Liga bagada gabagadai. Ele free the seal eternal. I'm seeing at least three people. The release of fresh oil. Your horn help them. Manda pata sida. Akabakatai. Take the fresh fire. Take fresh oil. Ikabalatai. Somebody is being promoted in the realm of the spirit. I see God exalting your horn. Your horn is being exalted like the horn of the unicorn. You are anointed with fresh oil. Onda baragabalagidas. Spiritual promotion. Zula malegedos. Let your heart reach out to him. Barakatakatai. The river of his glory is flowing in this place. Mande bora bagida. Ego bakida. Agabate. Drink of this river. That river is meeting your need. It's a river of power. It's a river of the anointing. It's a river of his glory. The Lord told me every problem has an expiry date. As I sat down before I came up, he said every problem has an expiry date. And in this service, it shall expire. Every problem you came here with, every sickness, every pain, every financial situation, every marital issue, every issue, problems in your career, your academics, your business, your spiritual life, today marks the expiration. Ligo bagata gabarakatai. Under the glory, nothing that is of the works of darkness can survive. No works of the devil. Except for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Onde borabaka salatai. Kila brando boko sekete. Manda baba barakatai. Shabata ke porabakatai. Jele brando sofrekete. There is a new fragrance of the Spirit that is being released upon you. You are living here with a new fragrance of the Spirit. Liabakosa. I see God wiping away people's tears. I'm seeing God wiping away people's tears. He said, refrain your voice from weeping. Liabakatai. An end has come to your mourning. An end has come. No more weeping. No more mourning. The voice of lamentation is being removed. Bondeke barakatai. Whatever problem has made you cry, it has expired tonight. It has expired. Whatever issue has made you to shed tears, secret tears, whatever has caused you pain, whatever has been a cause of worry, whatever has taken away your peace, my God is dealing with all those issues in this atmosphere. They are over. I'm seeing God wiping away people's tears. Lia barondo se freketea. No more. No more tears. No more tears. No more pain. No more worry. No more sickness. No more lack. No more suffering. No more shame. I'm seeing the garment of shame being rolled away. The garment of shame is being ashila bakatai. Ele free the sila tai. Everything called shame, everything called reproach is being rolled away now. It's being rolled away now. The glory of God is swallowing up your shame. Abarande gebalatai. Your days of shame are over. The honor of God swallows up your shame. The glory of God swallows up your suffering. Shabarondo Sobrahatai. Ilabakondo Frekete. A new season is opening up for you. You are being ushered into a new season. The anointing for a new beginning. The anointing for a new season is being released now. It's being released now. It's being released now. The oil for a new season. The oil for a new season is being released. The oil of a new season. Shatabalatai. Konda barakabatai. I'm seeing the angels dropping parcels. Stretch forth your hands. Lagabade elefride ketea agabadai. They are distributions. God is distributing gifts to people. Angels are distributing parcels. They are releasing people's miracles into your hands. I don't know what you came here trusting God with, but now is your hour. Now is your time. I want you to open your heart to receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hands. I command a divine release. Take it now. Take your miracle now. Take your healing now. Take your prosperity now. Take your favor now. I'm seeing divine favor. The oil of favor. The oil of favor being released upon people's hands. Liga bagadege prakatai. The oil of divine favor. Lisko ponde ketila. Shalada barada baladai. Kumbarakabatai. The kind of favor you have never experienced before is dropping into your hands. Is dropping into your hands. Lakabadege prakatai. I'm seeing supernatural open doors. Doors are opening for you now. Doors are opening for you now. Unlimited breakthroughs. Konde Baroska Brande Kepa. Kalabakuska Brande Kepa. The Lord is setting before you an open door which no man can shut. I don't know which doors has been closed against you, but I stand as a prophet of God and I decree this is your season of supernatural open doors. Those doors are open now. Konde baroska brakataya. Isomo lege breketaya. Kilaba kondo borabadi. Mando boko shalabatai. Sopoteke perekete. No more oppression. No more oppression. Likatose gila barakatai. Every chain, any chain you came here with. Liso poteni la brande kepa. Ega branda kepa. He says it shall come to pass in that day. His burden shall be lifted. Every burden of sickness. Every burden of disease. Every burden of debt. Every burden in any area of your life. Any affliction. Lika barakatai. I decree and declare. The burden is lifted now. The yokes are destroyed now. Ubaraka bose freketena. Mundo borabaka sataya. Roko potoso freketena. Kalabakuska palatia. Keto borabaka saya. Shele morabakida kaprande kepa. Reketoske prendeke palatia. Mando boraka pata. Efratoske tila. Ela prendeke palatai. Ego bagadaga prakatai. Ila barondo so frakatia. Eli frando boko sekoto baladi. Ele fregede. There are distributions taking place. I'm seeing the release of spiritual gifts. Distributions of the Holy Ghost. I don't know any spiritual gift that you desire. Now is your time. There are distributions taking place. There are distributions and impartations of the gift of the Spirit. Word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. discerning of spirit, the gift of prophecy, tongues and interpretation, Egabalida, the gift of special faith, the workings of miracles, the gift Ayalabade of healings, Ekabalatiza, Brandekepa, Eragadai. I decree a release now. I release it now. I release it now. Mondo Bora Bakasaya. Kilo Brondo Boko Sabalatiza. Shalabato Sabaladi. Rondekeba. Ebrakatai. Elefreketos Kapalanai. Ila Brondo Boko Sekete. The grace for intimacy with the Holy Ghost is being released. Ayagabalagadai. Elefrigedea. Egabalata. I'm seeing somebody being clothed with a mantle. I'm seeing a garment of fire. Somebody is being clothed with a garment of fire. Ikobagadigi barakatai. I release the impartation now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Kobaragaba sataya. Bondeke borabasida. Ila frondo boko sekete. Shalabaka sovreketia. Maliga borabaladia. Zebiletena. From now henceforth, you become more intimate with the Holy Ghost like never before. The grace for intimacy. You will begin to love God like never before. Shamaledo boko sabagadai. Irandege breketea. Elo fregedila boramande. Ibranda kapatai. Kondo borabasida. Shalabato sekete. Supernatural restoration. I hear in my spirit. Everything you have lost. This is a word for somebody. The anointing for supernatural restoration of everything you lost. Lost years, lost time, lost opportunities. Everything you lost, thus say the Lord, they are being restored sevenfold. I release the anointing for divine restoration now. You shall pursue, you shall recover without fail in the name of Jesus. Everything you lost shall be restored. Komba raska prande kepoya. Kelibora manasatai. Kilabakondo brakatai. Somolediga brakatai. Shabalataka brakatai. Lefreketeketeketekete. Lido borondo brakatai. Komba lisa prande kepalatai. Supernatural restoration. Supernatural restoration. Divine restoration. Divine restoration. Including the money, the material things, the properties you lost. They are being restored. They are being restored. They are being restored. The next thing I see is the anointing for divine speed and acceleration. But before I release this one, I want you to cry out to God. Say, Father, this second half of the year, release upon me. Just like the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he outran the chariot of Ahab. Father, release upon me the anointing for divine speed. Divine speed. Divine speed and acceleration. Come on, lift up your voice and cry out to God. Let my result in this second half of the year, let it be like times 10 of the first half. Let 10 months become like 1 month for me. Kobarando sofreketi la barakadai. Esomaladia la barakatai. Monde ke brakatai. Borabaka sataya.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.